Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the odd stains to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Hump Day, Mike, Wednesday, April 24, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. It is another Wednesday. And here we go again. It's a wonderful Wednesday, though, because I'm sure we're going to get some good questions with some good answers, and the day will go on. So, Ray, did you send out anything yesterday?
No updates.
No updates. All right. Then let's get this party started.
All right.
Y'all ready? This is the only thing I know. Only thing I know is the rates are still there. They're still locked in. They're still live. The codes are still good. And banks across the country are saying this could occur at any moment. Could occur at any moment. The window is wide open for this to happen right now, at any time. And that's what they're looking for, sitting there waiting for, anticipating. So, we wait. But I'm excited about today because I know it's where they wanted at, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday type thing, Friday evening. But anytime, it could happen. So, we wait. That's what they're doing. They're waiting, anticipating. No release yet. Everything's done. Oh, let me see. We did get the ZIM will start at HSBC. So the bank still thinks it's all notes. Our committee guy still thinks it's 2016 and newer. So no change in that respect. All right, let's do it.
All right, T. Bartz, we just addressed his question. Lovejoy says, Ray, wife and I had a trust but didn't fund it except for direct deposits from our income into the trust in anticipation of an RV years ago. We had plans for projects to assist youth. I would like to honor her wishes. Her name is part of the trust name and continue with funding the trust and going forward with projects. Is it possible for me to fund this trust and be sole trustee, or would you recommend I wait and develop a new trust after the air clears? Wait and develop something new and put her name in it so that way it'll still have her name associated in the title. That would be my recommendation. Be a blessing.
My recommendation would be to change your name from Lovejoy. But go ahead. I thought that was a woman's name, but go ahead.
All right. Be a Blessing says, based on the conflicting information that you are getting from the committee member and banks, if you had several 100 trillion ZIM notes, would you exchange all of your ZIM or would you do, say, half and keep back half in case the committee guy is right and they pull back what you exchanged and not return the notes? Oh, okay. Exchange it all, only exchange half of it in case they claw back the guarantee.
Okay. If you're going to do that, then first I'm going to the bank and I'm going to ask them straight up, and we're going to make a deal, and we're going to get a rate and go and say, I mean, if you're really concerned about that, because if they take them, I think it's good. Now, if they wake up that morning and they say, hey, guys, there's a change, and we're only taking 2016 and newer, we have nothing to worry about. If I go to the bank and they take it, and that money is in my bank account for 72 hours, that's my money, as far as I'm concerned. So if I went to the bank, I did everything that we said. We negotiated a rate, a deal, how much I'm going to leave in the bank, everything. I'm going to do half now. I'm going to do half in 72 hours. If that's a concern, is the way I would do it. I don't have that concern. By the time I go to the bank, either they're going to know they're supposed to be taking them or they're not. Okay?
Okay. Let's see. Autumn Woods says, We've been told for about 3 months now to expect this RV to happen every weekend. The question I would like to know, does anyone know when the RV will take place? It seems every week the banks are happy, but we get no result.
Yes, someone knows. It's just not me or you. It's not any other guru either. It's not most of the bank people that we talk to, but yes, someone knows. So we're all going through the same thing. We're all being told to get ready, be prepared. We're setting everything up except doing it. Nothing we're ever going to be able to do about that until it actually happens. Nobody's going to say, tell Tony the date and time, even though it's 2 weeks from now, a week from now, or 5 hours from now, but make sure he doesn't tell the whole world, or any other guru for that matter, or any other banker. There's too much at stake the moment that this happens for them to put it out to the world before it even happens. That is just not even reasonable. We go through it every week, every phone call, because I go through it 5-6 times a day, if not more, because the information is coming out, because the meetings that they're having, because what they're being told. So whatever they're being told, whenever it's being told, is to prepare them to be ready for action when it does happen. Nobody is going to know before it happens. Really.
Okay. Rev Najimato says, I bought my currency in my known as name, not my legal name. PayPal doesn't have a problem with it. Neither does my bank. I'm hoping this will not cause a problem. Opinions, options. Well, if your bank is already saying they don't have a problem with it, problem solved.
I'm with you. If the bank says they don't have a problem with it, then what's the problem? I mean, that's where your money is going to be. Go ahead, Ray. What's next?
Okay. Full of hope.
It must have been somebody from Texas, huh? But go ahead. My bad.
Okay. I'm reading this next one. Full of hope. Anyway, it says, I appreciate it so much. Let's see. Thanks for keeping us informed. I appreciate it so much. But I'd like to ask a favor. When you get intel late at night, unless it is the intel we are looking for, like 800 numbers, please wait until the morning to send it out. I do not cut my phone off at night, but a lot of people, don't, and they're sleeping by their phones waiting for that magical text. And the other night, it came at 12:40 a.m., and many were woken up, and they couldn't go back to sleep. And if they sent that out, Tony, I know it's pretty early on the West Coast, but if you could please not send any more texts out, we out. Unless it is a text, we appreciate it.
So, did you send a text out at 12 o'clock?
I don't remember sending one out that late to TNT.
Okay. I didn't send one out that late, so I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know that TNT sent one out at midnight to anybody, and we are very cautious of that. I'm even cautious of it here on the West Coast, of when I send it out and what it might do, as far as waking people up, breaking their sleep pattern, or just generally getting excited over nothing. So I don't do good.
That might have been me. Seems like I remember one night it was late night intel, and I put it out as late night intel. But I didn't put it out at 12:40, but it might have been 12:40 when they got it. Because some people get texts, strangely enough, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours later after we send it out. Not most folks, but some do. But I remember one night doing a late night update, and it did go out to TNT. That might be what Fuller Pope's talking about. But anyway, I just laugh because we kind of had those comments on open mic before. And but anyway, Sunstar says, number one, any updates you can share from the CBI, IMF, or WTO?
Nope. None of them put out anything that we didn't know on our last call. I haven't seen any articles. So, no.
Okay. Is there a deadline date Iraq must follow on release of the international dinar rate in the Gazette?
There is no deadline. If we knew that, that's what we would be talking about the whole time. The deadline and nothing else. And it would just pop up. There is no deadline that we are aware of that is public or that anybody has ever gave us. All right?
All right. AZ Humbrey says, will the bankers be upset if I show up with detailed printouts of list of all currencies grouped by kind with serial numbers and receipts and currencies in envelopes, along with a spreadsheet with various scenarios for various projected rates, including contract rates?
Why in the world would the banker be upset if you were so well prepared? I don't understand that question. You know, well prepared, prepared better than 99.9% of the people. You're organized. Life is easy for him. All he has to do is look at it, count it, know what your plan is. Why would somebody be upset about that? I think he'd be ecstatic. This is going to be the easiest one I have. A, B, C, this rate, here's your plan, let's work with it. And we're done. Okay, what's next?
Alf says, what's up with the VND values? Are they planning on slashing their face values like the Zims?
The value of the dong. Oh, are they planning on removing the zeros? That's what they're asking for their face value doing this. I haven't heard anything about removing any zeros. We do know they have a plan. It's been quieter than most. And we know the rate is at 47 cents. So the bank hasn't ever said anything about any zeros being removed off that. So we're going to go with it just like it is now, except the rate's going to go up to 47 cents. Okay?
Okay. GLE Mass says, do you remember what time the Iraq Gazette was published? Remember at what time it's published?
No, I don't know any specific time that it comes out every day. One day it didn't come out till 11 o'clock at night. I do remember that, but I guess it could come out any time it's complete.
Okay.
Wait, Tisha tell me what time. I think she did before. Or CIA will come on, she'll tell me because she follows it. But no, I don't know. Look.
Okay. That takes us to live callers.
All right.
Let's do it. 303 area code. First
good morning. Over. Is that me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yes, terrific. Sir.
Good morning, brothers. I am still confused as to what the Zimbabwe note looks like versus a bond. I have here in front of me a $100 trillion, what I think is a note, and it says, I promise to pay the bearer on demand, then it gives a Dr. G. Gono, and it gives me a date of 2008. Is that a note or a bond?
It's a note, as far as I know. Any note is 8.5 by 11. That's not 8.5 by 11, right?
No,
the bonds are 8.5 by 11.
Okay,
that
good.
Is a currency note in your hand. That is what the bank exchanges.
Okay.
Any bonds to be exchanged had to go through Switzerland. So we're right. Not concerned with any bonds. Okay.
Okay. Question number two. Would you please give your take on the admittedly rumor that's being passed about concerning your ability to negotiate for the dong and the dinar if indeed you have a negotiated or, let's say, a contract rate for the Zim? Just your take.
You don't have a contract rate for the Zim because contract rates for the Zim have to go through Switzerland with the bonds, and they take up to 90 days. So nobody's walking to a bank and coming back out with a contract rate for the Zim. And we've been explaining that for years. You can negotiate the dinar rate and the dong rate based on what you have, how much you want to leave in the bank, what kind of programs that you want to put it in. There will be room in there to negotiate if you have enough money to negotiate. And not negotiating with people walking up to the teller window. They're not negotiating with people who are going to have $1 million or $2 million because they know it's going to be gone in no time. So they're not negotiating with that. They're looking for large investors, long time appeal to the bank.
Okay, now is that IMF logistics program still in effect or will it be ready for us in the near future?
It is ready. You will be able to go into it. They're looking for over $1 trillion for the program. So, like you said, once the RV is happening, people are going, then we hope to get more direct information to give you. So you can then direct your bankers to those programs.
Okay. Is it kind of like a shut deal once they reach their threshold, or will they continue to receive investors?
I don't know. I don't have the information yet. But if they're looking for $1 trillion, I'm sure there's plenty of room.
Okay. All right. Last question. You were hesitant to talk about the window that you were advised was now in place when you were speaking to us on Wednesday. Can you say whether that window is this week or does it go beyond this week?
Well, today is Wednesday, so I know you were looking into the future on Monday,
yes,
thinking I was going to say it today, but I can tell you that the window is wide open, and some people are saying, well, I will say, some people are saying this week, as of this morning, some people have also included next week into it, but it could be any time right now, they're thinking. You're simply just sitting there, everything, waiting for a go from the U.S. Treasury. That's what they're waiting for on this side. On that side, again, he's saying we're just waiting for it to be put in the Gazette and made into law. So one of them is going to be right.
Okay, well, it didn't get into the Gazette today, so I imagine the next Gazette's going to be Saturday.
I don't know. Is the Gazette out already today?
Well, I'm just assuming that it is because it's what? It's evening time over in Baghdad.
Yep. The one time it came out at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Could be a special edition. Or they could do what they're known to do sometimes is hide things. Only 8:25 in Iraq.
Okay.
So we got another couple hours before that happens. But it could
right.
be hidden in the Gazette. So we just don't know as far as that goes. Are people looking for something today? Yeah, that's why they're saying it could be any moment now. But is it extended all the way out? Yeah, because nobody knows the exact moment.
Fair enough, fair enough. Well, Brothers Renfro, we hold you in the highest of regards and appreciate everything
yes,
you
sir.
Do. May your blessings be wide and deep. So there you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. 5-1. Area code, you are on.
Okay, so you guys know, I just got the word that so far there's no Gazette today. There's not been photos today so far. All right.
All right.
What's next?
651 area code.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, how are you guys today?
I am fantastic.
Super fantastic.
To the nth degree.
I had to hear it. had to hear that at least once. I've called a few times, but I've never asked you how you're doing. Everybody else does. Hey, quick question for you. I used to get the text from you guys, and I wanted to know the number and what I text in order to start it back up. Like the tweet text.
Four zero four zero four. And the message should say text. No, excuse me.
Okay.
Follow. No. Follow, all capital letters.
Okay.
Hit the space bar one time. The
okay.
at sign.
Okay.
T-H-E.
T-H-E.
Yes. Underscore. T-N-T underscore. T-E-A-M.
T-E-A-N. All right. Well, with that, want to just give a shout-out to CIA and know your brother in the dark as well as in the light. Right?
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Cosmic High Five. Hope we have a good weekend coming up. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. Bye-bye. 281. Erica, you are on.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, I am
fantastic.
Love her to the nth degree, and yourself.
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for asking. tell me a couple of questions. Can you explain to me, if you can't, you got to be quiet, about... What is Article 8 that they put out?
I don't think Article 8 matters, and I don't think it has anything to do with where we are, and we're waiting for Article 8. So you have to ask Frank to explain that to you, that he keeps telling everybody he's waiting to see Article 8.
Okay. I don't know Frank, but okay. Okay. So I have some 20 trillion Zim. Do you believe they'll take them as well? If they're taking
the bank is telling us they're going to take them all. The committee guy is telling us they're not going to take any of them.
Any of them, okay. Right. Have you heard? Or have you heard any more about what the Treasury was waiting on?
I do not know what they're waiting on. I wish I did, because I'd probably tell you guys, unless they told me don't tell. But anyway, I would probably tell you. All I know is the bank is waiting on the Treasury. That I do know. All the codes have been released. So everything else is sitting there. The rates are live. And again, there are no holds on them, no admin holds. They're not grayed out. I mean, they're looking at them. They're not going up and down, fluctuating. They're sitting there ready to go, but they said they need a release from the Treasury.
Wow. Wow. Okay. In your opinion, do you feel we're going to go by the end of the month? In the end of the month.
I feel it's available, and I don't see anything that will stop it, but I don't see everything. I mean, if it's the ministers are waiting for, then no, they're not even talking about the ministers. I guess they put out the agenda for the next four parliament meetings, and none of them say anything about the ministers. But again, that would tell me that the ministers are already done. They're not saying anything about it. They're not arguing about it. Nothing's public because they already know what it is. They just haven't decided what day they're going to publish it. Now we're looking. Sadar is out telling everybody, get ready to riot in the streets and get ready to start, you know, tearing stuff up. And you'd think that would motivate them, but it hasn't motivated them as of yet today. And if they hit the street, it's going to be worse.
Right.
So I think we're ready to go. And, yes, there's a very distinct possibility. It could happen before the end of the month, before Ramadan gets started, or it could go right up to it to make sure they enjoy it. Or not.
Right. Because Ramadan is hitting. Now, is there something that you can tell us that they said you couldn't tell before, but now you can?
No. There's nothing I can tell you that I haven't already told you, except for what the window is, when they think it's going to go. So that I'm not putting out, and actually I did from this moment, but we know it was already live. It could go any moment from now. But I didn't give you what they felt was a cutoff for this week or next week. That's the only thing I haven't said.
Right. Well, that's good, because I wouldn't want to try to pry or pull something out of you they told you not to do. Is that
what you've been doing then? If you wouldn't want
to
do that, what'd you just do?
No,
what do you call it?
If you could tell me something that you could not tell before, could you tell it now? That mean they didn't gave you the go ahead to tell it.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I was not trying to manipulate you. My grandbaby laughing right along with us. You guys have a great day. And we're looking to hear. Okay, then. And we're looking to hear from you very soon with the direction to go forward. Y'all be blessed.
All right.
Hey,
KB.
Yes, sir.
Have you thought about gummy bears?
Oh, stop it. He just threw one at me.
Oh, those are supposed to keep them quiet, you know. But
no,
apparently not. In your case. All right, then.
He's sitting in the back seat, and I guess that's not what he wants because he wants to get out.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good luck with
thank
that.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
440 area code, you're on. 440 area code. Okay, 205 area code, you're on.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing? Or afternoon.
Yes.
Fantastic.
To the nth degree.
Well, I just wanted to wish you guys a wonderful hump day, a wonderful Wednesday. Questions already been answered, so just thank you for y'all's time and just anticipating a great week. God bless y'all.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
972 area code, 01.
Hello, fellas. Danny in Dallas.
Danny in Dallas. Hey, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing better. I've gotten over your candid remarks last time, something about... That's why you don't talk bad about Texas. I'm going to keep it simple this time. You still have the same rates.
Yeah.
And my question, I'm certain of a couple of things, that the $28.50 contract rate on Dinar is that you're pretty well locked into that. That's what you've communicated. You're one of the only ones that has communicated that. But you also have said that the dinar was not the only contract rate, that it would be the dong as well. Is the dong contract rate also locked in, or is that a different category altogether?
No, it was supposed to be a $2 rate was supposed to be the dinar contract rate. And the only thing I said, if the dinar came out at $2, then the contract rate would go to $5. That's the only thing I know.
Okay, well, I'm kind of leaning back on Monday's call. Ray has the locked-in rates, and am I also to believe that the contract rates are also locked in?
Yes, that would be my belief, yes.
Okay. Well, then that helps quite a bit. And I'm not going to say another thing about my location of this call.
Okay.
Okay. You understand?
Okay.
I want you to feel better about it before you finally move down here.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go look at some saddles today. Okay.
Very good.
Instead of Ferraris, I'm going to go look at some saddles. Okay.
There you go. All right. Appreciate your help. Bye now.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay. 336 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm too blessed to be stressed.
All right.
There you go.
The guy asked my question. I was asking about the contract rate on the dong. I'm a kind of fairly new listener, and I've never really heard anything until you just said that. I've read some of your comments online, but so you're saying if it comes out at $2, then the contract rate will be $3 more than – than the
that's what I've been told. Yeah.
Okay. So when the 800 number drops, how am I supposed to know that when that 800 number drops, when it comes out, how will I know that?
How did you know we were doing a call right now?
Well, it'd be this Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 1.
Okay, so you don't follow us on Twitter?
I don't have a Twitter account, no, sir.
Oh, well, you're in trouble.
So I need to get a Twitter account, correct?
I would think so. If you want to know the instant that this is happening, because the only other thing that's going to happen is somebody's going to call and tell you. What we're going to do is tweet it out to everybody. Hey, numbers are live. We're doing a call in the next 30 minutes. We go to instructions. That's how we're going to do it and post it on our sites. So unless you want to keep checking our sites, that's all I can tell you.
I don't want to be too far behind the plow. I want to know. So I'll get my wife to set up a Twitter account, and so we'll know.
Okay.
But I sure appreciate it. I thank you guys. And y'all have a blessed day.
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir.
386 area code. You are on.
Hey, hello. Let me turn down my background noise here real quick.
Okay.
All righty, gentlemen. Good afternoon, good morning, whichever the case may be.
Good afternoon, sir.
I have a quick question for you. Well, a couple of them, actually. The Afghani, is this still in the first basket, and what's the rate?
Yes. 39, give or take, the last race we had.
The reason being, I have Afghani and don't remember even buying it.
Oh, okay.
That's what happens when you get old.
Oh, okay.
Secondly, this new phone system you're on, I never had trouble getting into the old one. This one here is full all the time. I just managed to sneak one in on this line. The other lines are always full.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. They switched up everything, and we just have to roll with it.
All righty. Well, I hope you guys have a blessed day. Thanks for the info.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay, that takes us to 443 area code. You're on. Oh, wait a minute. Right now, 443. 443, you're on. Okay, 318, you're on. Wait a minute.
No, I'm going to eat mine here.
All right, 318, you're on. 318.
No, he's in the lunchroom. He's going to eat his. Huh?
501. No 501 area code? Okay, just folks not sleeping. 973 area code.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony. Are you hearing me okay?
Yes, I hear you fine.
Yes, sir.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Got a couple of questions. Tony, about a month ago, you said that there was a 30-day window from around the third week of March in which this needed to be completed by, within that 30-day window. Is that still in play as a back wall for this?
So from the middle of March to the middle of April?
It was more like
okay, this is what we know. And we know that the release codes are signed off and they're good for 30 days. Now, without having to go back and do things over. At the end of that 30 days, they'd have to do it all over again.
Okay, so that's what you were alluding to, yes?
Yes.
Okay, thanks for that. Second question is, Monday, you really, seemed to be quite exuberant with the information you were receiving from your sources in terms of this thing being able to go this week and with the hints and innuendos and retirement for our buddy in Philly. Sort of locked you into that, feeling, that method of thinking that, this was more special for the time period that you were intimating versus other time periods in the past?
Okay. So I had several banks in several states say they were looking for this, that the rates were locked in, and that they were actually able to see the rates locked in at a certain level. Not one bank, but several different banks. So I had, as a matter of fact, I had a guy call me yesterday from Washington State. He went to U.S. Bank, and he said his guy finally told him, yes, they're going to do it, they're going to accept it, and tried to set up something with him to do it at his U.S. Bank in Washington. Which way I was supposed to have you add that bank to the list if you didn't already have it. But it was my thing. We had a second-tier bank that was really excited, and we verified in several states that they were doing it. They actually had a meeting on Monday. They actually notified some people or told them if they didn't call on Monday night, they were going to be bringing them in on Tuesday. To get this done with the information they were receiving. And this is a tier two bank. I had a tier one bank tell me that before they even had that meeting, that, hey, this tier two bank may go ahead of us because they have a different contract with the Treasury than what we have, so they don't have to wait for what we're waiting for. There's probably too much detailed information I'm giving you all right now. But anyway, I got to talk to people at that bank, and they were excited. So they're both excited. They're both saying we see a window here, and the little bank is saying, we're going to beat the big bank to the draw. So they were kind of excited about that and were contacting people. So that, in the time frame that we were given, we were saying, man, finally, hopefully this thing is over with. If they're exposing it to this level of people now and letting them see the rate, they got to be ready to do something. So everybody but basically the front teller can't see it. All branch managers can't see it. There is a certain person at each bank that can see it, and I guess I'm not going to name who that is, but they did tell us this: who can see it? This person can see it. Nobody else can see it but them until it's released to the front screens. So that type of information probably is why we have been excited, but it's why they're saying it could be any minute. I mean, we're down to this level, everything but the front screen, it could be any minute. So that was the information that had us on edge. Still has us on edge.
Right, I see. And so I guess you were following the lead from your committee person or your sources that said you know, that you could talk about it but not talk about it. Is that fair to say?
That wasn't from the committee. It was actually from the bank itself. And they had asked me not to do a call on Monday. So we prefer you don't even do a call. But if you do, please don't give out this information. Don't give out the name of our bank, because we don't want to deal with the phone calls and the rush of people and all that. And I said, I can understand that. So I'm not going to do that. So as I would tell you guys, it was not U.S. Bank.
Okay, and on Monday, and I tried to listen to it to get clarity from the recording, from that call, we understand that the Fed is waiting to squeeze the trigger to make it happen since everything is locked in. But I'm not quite sure if this is being done simultaneously with the CBI, or the CBI is going to be the one to trigger the Fed to take an action. Could you just, clarify that a little bit? And that's all that I have for now. Thank you.
I would love to clarify that, except I can't. I can tell you on this side, they're saying they're waiting for the Fed. I can tell you on the other side, they're saying they're waiting for CBI to put it in the Gazette. Now, chicken or the egg, I have no idea. That's together.
But good analogy.
Supposedly, those are the two final things that we're waiting for.
I hear you loud and clear. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Ray.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
You too.
626 area code. You're on.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Tony and Ray. How are you guys doing over there?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I hope everybody had a good Easter. Mine was great. Questions were answered. Just like in the Army, that expression, hurry up and wait, well, that's what I'll do. I'll stand by and see what happens. And that's it. You guys have a great day, man.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
501 area code.
Good morning. And good afternoon.
Greetings.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I have just a couple of questions. One, are we past the point of no return?
I don't know that. The wait runs out and it goes 30 days. You have to do it all over again. So I saw some people who put that out there, but maybe they know something I don't know.
Okay. Second one.
Because we're... Okay.
How long can they drag this shit out? I am tired of this roller coaster ride. I'm ready to punch my ticket and get the hell off.
Well, I guess not long. We're past the point of no return, right? But I don't know.
Well,
I'm not
going
to say
I've
that we're past that point. Okay? I don't know that. I know we've been here. They put it out. They got the banks ready to go. The banks haven't been this excited. I haven't had it down to tier two level, being this excited, or starting to call people. So I know we're further down than we've been, but I can't tell you this is it. Guys, I can tell you I'm excited about it.
Okay. Well, I guess that answers my questions. I do appreciate it, gentlemen. Have yourself a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you. You too. Thank you, sir. Great. Still there?
Okay. Let's see. 208. You're on.
Good morning and afternoon, Tony and Ray. How are you today?
I'm fantastic.
Good morning. I'm super fantastic.
And yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm the lady from you know what state that has a husband with TBI and dementia and Alzheimer's. I just have a question for you that is driving me crazy, and I have enough to do that, so I wanted to ask it.
Okay.
It's my understanding that Iraq can't be on NASDAQ unless it is international, and if it's on NASDAQ, they are openly international. So how can they not be trading on it?
Is it on NASDAQ?
According to a friend of mine who is quite a high up, yeah.
Is it on 4X?
No, it's not on 4X, but he said if it's on NASDAQ, it has to be trading somehow.
Well, it's been trading somehow. They've been trading within their region at a different rate than what's been showing up on 4X. They've been trading on the back boards and globally for over a year now.
Okay, but he said, now I'm just, it's a hearsay, I know. I'm not privy to it myself. I'm not that big up. That they are trading on NASDAQ openly. I just don't understand how they can do both and not yet trade with the people. It's not just inside Iraq. Now, he could be wrong.
Okay.
That's why I'm asking you.
He could be, and he could be right. I don't know what rate they're showing up on NASDAQ. But he has to realize this. Iraq could come and be international and trade at the same rate that they've always been at, if that's what their intention was or they wanted to do that, because they're banks that are exchanging it right now. Nothing says they have to come out with the new rate to go international. They wanted to, and they wanted to be at the new rate. We wanted to.
Okay,
that's
so
the reason
that's the
that it is.
Okay, that's the one part I missed. It's what they wanted to come out at.
Right.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much for answering that. It's been driving me crazy. I appreciate both of you and wish you a happy Easter belatedly, and let's hope we get this over so we can all meet you.
All right.
You have a wonderful
right.
day, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
610. Let me try that again. 610.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man in PA.
Sir. Hey, how are you?
Very good, Tony. You ready for that cup of coffee now?
I'm ready. Let me go
All
get
right.
it.
Okay, very good. Ladies and gentlemen of the currency community, for those of you who are new to the call and those of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to help pay for the calls. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page, and you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. Tony and Ray, thank you, gentlemen, for all that you do for us. Thank you to both
yes,
of your
sir.
Families for sharing you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. And rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
Thank you,
well,
sir.
Thank you,
do
sir.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
334. Area code, you're on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. This is Smalltown, Alabama, again, for the second time. I am a little calmer now, so I have one question, please. When you give us the 800 numbers and we call, I have Zim, Dinar, and Dong, and when we call the HSBC bank or the 800 number, would they at that time be able to tell us whether they will exchange the Zim?
What's going to happen when they call, when you call the number, they're going to ask you which currencies you have, how much currency you have, and everything, and then tell you where to go to exchange that currency. So okay. If they ask you about all three of them, they're going to be exchanging all three of them.
Okay. Because the closest bank to us, HSBC Bank, is Florida. And we don't have any in Alabama.
Okay. HSBC is going to be the bank exchanging them, but they're going to be the lead bank that is
okay.
doing the exchanges as well. Not the only
okay,
bank,
I
just
get
the
it.
Lead bank.
Okay. Okay. I understand. I get it now. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's my question. I'll let someone else on. Thank you all so much, and you have a blessed day, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right, Cheryl, that was the last one with the hand up.
Well, okay then.
We can wrap it up.
All right, guys. It's a great Wednesday, or Raven call it something. Wonderful Wednesday.
Hump day.
Something. Oh, just a hump day Wednesday. We're doing it. Everybody's still excited. Everything's still in place. Rates are locked in. The bank is excited, thinking it could happen at any moment, today, tomorrow, Friday. Only one of them said between now and next week. So, but everybody else is looking for something a little bit sooner. So there you have it. Let's wait and see what happens. Nothing in the Gazette today because there's been no Gazette finalized for today. So today's an open day. I wouldn't rule it out. That's for sure. So I'm going to enjoy the rest of my day. I'm going to be ready so I don't have to get ready. And I'm going to enjoy my riches. So you guys do the same, right?
All right, folks. We do want to remind you, when you establish your entities, be it trust, foundation, corporation, when you place money in those entities, it's no longer your money to do what you want to do with. Then it has to fall under the guidelines and mandates of that entity and those people who are in charge of that entity, if it's trust or foundations, the trustees. So with that information, you need to know in advance when you do your exchange. Number one, don't give the entity all of the currency if you're giving it the currency, or after you do your exchange, don't give it all of the money if you have other locations where you want money to go. You have some loved ones that you are going to give them X amount of dollars, one of three ways, hopefully not number one, but number one being just outright give it to them. Number two being place it in an entity for them to be in charge of. And then number three, place it in a charity for them to be in charge of. Well, those would be the three ways that you would want to let someone else enjoy the blessing you have received. But hopefully you would not choose option one. But choosing any one of those three options, that has to be money that you are giving away to someone. So if you put it all into your trust first, you're stuck. Now, that also applies to your taxes. If the exchange is taxable, you know, we've always been saying year after year after year, set aside 50% of it to cover your tax position. So if it is taxable, you can't pull money out of the trust or out of the foundation to pay your personal taxes because you would be the one that would owe said tax. So you need to set that money aside before you go dropping into trusts and foundations and giving it away and going shopping and all of those types of things. So that's another set-aside thing that you need to look at, keeping that to your personal money. So then, come April the 15th of the next year, if you owe a tax, you have some money to pay your taxes with. So these are some basic things that we need to keep on the forefront of our mind when you start dealing with getting money and then giving it away or repositioning it. You need to make sure you allocate what needs to stay with you, and then the rest you can move into the appropriate entities and other designations. So keep that in mind, guys. And if we still haven't seen this thing by Sunday, those of you in chat will come in and expound on some of this more with some strategic maneuvers on, you know, the set aside money and how to really work with it and have some fun with it and still pay the taxes when it's time to pay the taxes on it. Okay, it's Hump Day Wednesday. We're halfway through this week. Looking forward to what is yet to come. Our next regularly scheduled session will be Friday, if we have another regularly scheduled session. So until then, keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Trust in him. Hey, God.
lost my belief.
Remember this.
Your storm is over.
Are you ready to walk into your
storm? I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
Are you ready?
I believe you'll make it through it.
About your future.
Hello. This is your private banker.
Recording.
It's
press
done.
One.
It's finished.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday.